Thank you so much for allowing me to speak into your lives this evening. I feel like I've got a fun word, a great word that I hope that you grab a hold of, and I hope that it bears fruit 30, 60, 100-fold now in this season. Amen? So if you have your Bibles with you, turn to the book of Luke, chapter 5. And as you're turning there, turning to the book of Luke, I want you to look to the person next to you and say, "We made it." We made it. Now, if they're not really excited in the way they responded to you, look back at them and say, "I made it." Listen, man, we got to get excited about it. It's 2017. You know what I'm saying? We've made it through another year. We've made it through the first week. I know some of you are fasting for a week. You made it. You're here. Hell, hallelujah for meat and steaks and all those things after a fast, right? You've made it. And let me tell you something. You're not done yet. Amen? Amen? You're not done yet. In the book of Luke chapter 5, it says, on one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him, speaking of Jesus, to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. So in verse 3, it says, getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little bit from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've toiled all night, and we've taken nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." Now you skip all the way to verse 11, and it says, when they had brought the boats to land, they left everything and they followed him. So I want you to grab a hold of this picture. In the book of Matthew and the book of Mark, it tells us that Jesus was walking on the water, on the bank there of the shore, by the Sea of Galilee is what one translation says. This translation says the Sea of the Lake of Gennesaret. It's one body of water, but called by two different names. And he walks by, and just imagine this picture. There's boats, there's fishing boats lined up along the bank there, and people are cleaning their nets. But then it says he stops near two boats. And these two boats were owned by two sets of brothers. One was Simon, which we all come to learn is Peter. And the other one is brother Andrew. And then the other boat belongs to James and John. And they're fishing partners. So they're out there. They've done their work for the night. They fished all night long. They've caught absolutely nothing. And here is Jesus walking along the bank of the shore there. And he's walking boat after boat after boat. And he sees two boats. And he stops at these two boats. And he gets into the boat that belongs to Simon. Simon gives him, he lends to Jesus this boat. And so Jesus gets in the boat. Now here's the question, just rhetorically, think about this. I want you to get this picture, and I want you to think about what I'm telling you. Why did Jesus get into Simon's boat? Now before we answer fully that question, recognize that the boat represents two things. It represents Simon's livelihood. It's what he did to make a living. And the second thing it represents is his life. This is the first encounter that Jesus has with Simon Peter. He's entering into his living and his life. And from that moment on, something would be activated in Peter, and Simon would be activated in him that would alter the trajectory of his life forever. Can you identify with that? That moment that Jesus came into your life and altered, hopefully, the trajectory of your life forever? So for you and I, as we enter into this new year, we finish this first week. We make our resolutions, and we look forward to doing better than we did last year. We continue to be busy working and making a living, providing for our family to the best of our ability. But let's pause for a minute as we've completed this first week in January. Can we believe, just for a little bit, that this year is another year that Jesus steps into our boat? So back to the question, why did Jesus step into Simon's boat? Why did he step into his life? Why did he encounter and step into his living? You see, you understand from that point forward, from that moment on, Simon would begin to see and experience the blessing of God like he had never seen or experienced before. Now let me ask you this question. Why does Jesus step into your boat? I want to submit to you this evening, it's because he has a desire to bless you. He has a desire, as Dad said earlier this morning, to pour into your lap above and beyond anything you can think or imagine, to bless you into overflowing. Listen, you've made it through another year. That's a blessing from the Lord. You're here this evening. Well, why does God bless you? I mean, because because we're so good? Because we've got it all figured out? No, why does God bless you? He blesses you because he chooses to bless you. He chose to bless you before you got here. He chose to bless you before he created the heavens and the earth. He knew you were going to be here for such a time as this. There was an intentionality in God to say, I choose to bless you this year, now. He chose you, and he chose to bless you. Ephesians chapter 2 says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up with him, seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he may show you the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us who are in Christ Jesus. He chose you from the foundation of the earth to bless you. Amen? Now listen, if that doesn't get you excited, your wood is wet. Okay? Because God has a desire to want to bless you. And the only thing is, he's saying, is to be found in Christ. To be found in him. You're not here by accident. You're not at Mustard Seed Church. You're not in Lawrence, Kansas by accident. See, the enemy tried everything that he could last year. But you're here. God chose to get in your boat, and you're here tonight. You are chosen, and do not for one second minimize that fact. God chose you. Even while you and I were dead in our trespasses, God chose us, and he chooses to bless us. John 15 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Look at your neighbor and tell him you're chosen. In Christ, God chose to bless you. He chooses to bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places where you and I are seated with Christ. He chose us in Jesus, that we should be holy and blameless. Now, if you want to see the blessing of God activated in your life, be found in Christ, where those spiritual blessings are found. Amen? See, God chose Simon, and Simon led him into the boat. He didn't point to someone else and say, you know what? I'm cleaning my nets. Get in that boat over there. Simon gave him that boat, which again symbolizes his life. Simon welcomes him in. Jesus steps in, and watch what happens. Jesus begins to activate something and operate in that vessel to declare the word of the Lord. He was invited into that boat. He was invited into Simon's life, into that vessel. Jesus said to Simon, let's launch out just a little bit from the shore. You see, the multitude was pressing around to hear the word of the Lord. It was difficult to hear because of there was so much going on around them. So they launch out just a little bit from the shore. And listen, when Jesus steps into your boat, he's going to separate you from the crowd. You're going to begin to look and act and speak differently. He's going to separate you from the crowd. And here's the reason why, because he needs to deliver the word. And he wants you to be alone with him to hear the word. So he steps into the boat because there was too much noise with the crowd. And they move away from the crowd. They begin to hear the word more clearly, what God is trying to say. And here's another awesome note. When you hear the word of God, that word is amplified from the vessel that he's chosen from the crowd. Literally, Jesus is moved out into the boat, and there's a water separation from where the crowd is. And he begins to preach the word of God, to speak the word of God. And the water amplifies his voice to carry into the crowd. So when Jesus, let me bring this home for you personally. When Jesus gets into your boat, when you invite him into your vessel, he begins to declare the word to you, and then it becomes amplified through you to those around you. Amen? So Jesus is getting into your boat, not just for you, because he has you as now a vessel to then carry the word wherever you go. Amen? Let me bring this home a little bit here. I believe that Pastor Thomas is a voice to Lawrence that's going to be amplified beyond this church. Now, here's what I know, is that his voice is amplified in this house. Then you take the word of the Lord that God has brought to this house. Now you become amplification too to carry that message even further. Amen? That should get you excited just a little bit. Come on, I mean, for real. So Jesus teaches the word from the boat. There's an amplification that goes out and people hear the message. But he doesn't stop there. He looks at Simon Peter and he says, Simon, let's go out into the deep. Simon, you've heard the word now. Now it's time to work the word. Now it's time to activate the word of God that I've just shared in your life. In the book of Psalm chapter 107 in verse 23, it says, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on the great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Where are the wonders? In the deep, right? There are boats in the shallows, and there's boats in the deep water. Those who see the wonders, those who see the miracles, are the ones that are in the deep water. Now listen, there are no whales in the shallows. You cannot want a whale-sized blessing in the goldfish-sized water. Amen? Now, with the message that I'm sharing with you, God has chosen you and desires as a chosen son and daughter of God to bless you. But he wants to bless you whale size. So he wants to get into your boat. He wants to speak the word of God so that you become an amplifier for his word. And then he wants to take you to deeper water where the whales are, where the big blessing comes, the miracles and the wonders of God. Amen? You were created for deep water living. Jesus is saying to you, we have business to take care of in 2017. It's not time to get back, to kick back and rest. It's time to get activated. It's time to activate what God has already placed in us. We need to push out into the deep. It's time to go fishing. Amen? Now, I'm not a fisherman. I live on the, you know, by the ocean, about 30 minutes away. And when Thomas lived there, we would go fishing. And it was awesome because we would catch a lot of fish. And my son would go, I want to go fishing, Dad, but not with you, with Thomas. And so we would go, and we would go fishing, and we would catch a lot of fish. And then the next week, he'd look at me, my son would go, I want to go fishing. I said, well, Thomas is not going to go fishing this week. We'd go, all right, well, you take me. We'd catch rocks and seaweed and sticks. And he would just look at me, just that look on his face, be like, oh. And so it was kind of sketchy to go fishing with me. But listen, when Jesus tells you to go fishing, when Jesus gets into your boat and says, come on, let's go fishing. We got some fish to catch. Listen, I can give you one hint. One thing that you need to do, grab the tartar sauce. You know what I'm saying? Because you're getting ready for a catch. All right? Jesus is getting into your boat this year. He's getting into your boat this year, and he wants to speak the word of God to you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Now, it's great that you come to church every Sunday and even Sunday night sometimes to hear the word of God. But God is not getting into your boat to speak the word to you. And what I'm saying by that is don't just come feed once a week. You need to be self-feeding every single day. every day. You need to meditate and you need to feed on the Word of God, because again, He's going to speak something specific to you in this season that is going to alter the trajectory of your life from where it is now to where He wants it to be in this season. But He's asking you to go deep. He's asking you to go to another place that you haven't been before. Now, that scripture I read to you in 107 says, "Now to those who go down into ships." In other words, those who are willing to launch out into the deep, meaning that not everyone chooses to go down. Not everyone is willing to go deeper. There are some that are still in the crowd and choose to stay on the shore. There are those who are willing to say, "You know what? I don't like to get into the water, much less to go deeper." There are some people who choose to stay a part of the crowd. There are still that group that want to stay on the land. There are some that will want to go into the shallow just a little bit. Okay, I'll get in just a little bit, and I'll go a little bit. And there are still others that are saying, "You know what, God? I want everything that You have. I'm willing to go deeper." I tell our church back at home, listen, if Jesus died for me to have it, I want it. Amen. Right? I just don't want some of what Jesus died to give me. I want all the things that He died to give me. Can I get an amen on that one? Listen, well, if you want everything that Jesus died to give you, you got to be willing to go where Jesus is asking you to go. Amen? He wants to take you into deeper water. But here's the thing. You get to decide where you want to be. Here's the critical part of this verse, that those who do launch out, those who are willing to activate and to go deeper into the water with Jesus, those are the ones who see the works of the Lord, who see the wonders that are going on in the deep. Now listen, God loves every single one of those on the land. God loves those in the shallow waters, and He's going to continue to love them and to speak to them and try to get them to get into the boat with Him and to go out. But those who are going out into the deep, those are the ones that see the wonders and the miracles of God in greater measure. Amen? Simon Peter had already completed his work, or so he thought. Yet he was willing. He was obedient to do what Jesus asked him to do. I mean, maybe he figured Jesus is already in my boat. Maybe he knows something, and so he decides he's going to launch out. Going back to Luke chapter 5, it says, "And Simon answered, 'Master, we've toiled all night. We've taken nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets.'" It says that when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. And they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came, and they filled that boat as well, so that both boats were now sinking. When Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus, saying, "Man, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men." See, the wonders and the miracles that God has for you is to see other people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We can look around this room this evening, and even this morning, we see there's empty chairs. They need to be filled with those who have not yet heard the gospel. But as Larry said early this morning, don't bring them here to hear the message of salvation. You lead them to the Lord first, and they can come in here and get discipled. Amen? Amen. God has empowered you. God has gotten into your boat so that you, through the Word of God, can be amplified to those people to hear God's Word, to be radically changed, to have an encounter with the Savior of the world. And He's chosen you to go deeper with Him in this season. Now is the time to be willing to go into deeper water with Jesus, to see yourself as a part of the work that God wants to do in Mustard Seed, to see yourself as what God wants to do in Lawrence, in Kansas, and this region, to see the wonders that God has for you in the deep water. Now, you may be saying to yourself, like I've said before, "Man, going into the deep water, that sounds like work. That sounds a little scary. There's large waves in the deep. There are storms in the deep water. But then you remember this. Who's in the boat with me? Jesus is in the boat with me. He's the one that's calling me to that deep. He is the one who's telling me we're going to make a large catch. The scripture goes on to see in Psalm 107, you can read that later on, it says, He calms the storm so that the waves are still. He guides them to their desired haven. The God who does mighty works and wonders in the deep has got you in the palm of his hand. At the end of the story, in the book of Luke chapter 5, it says, when they brought their boats to land that were almost sinking because of the tremendous blessing of fish that they'd received, it said they left everything and they followed him. This evening, I hope that we celebrate because we've entered into a new year. We made it through last year, but we're not done yet. God's not finished with you. He's not finished with me. I know he's not finished with Lawrence, Kansas, in this region. Now we're just a little more seasoned. We're a little bit more equipped to launch into that deeper water. Now is the time to activate. Now is the time in this season to allow ourselves to be the vessel that Jesus wants to get into to launch out into deeper water. Let's be about the business of God this season. Let's leave everything that's tried to hinder us last year, leave it alone. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Let's leave it. Let's follow after Jesus this year. Now, as I was praying this afternoon, one of the things that just stood out to me related to this message and what I just said is leave it. There are some things that maybe you drug in from last year that don't need to be in this season of your life. It may be hurt. It may be anger. It may be unforgiveness. It may be willful sin. Listen, it's time to do business with God and settle that once and for all. You can't carry that into the things that God wants for you this next year. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Now, I'm not discounting the hurt. I'm not discounting the anger for 1 second. I'm just discounting it's right to be in your life from this moment forward. God has a desire to set you free, to deliver you. What does the scripture say? He whom the Son sets free is free what? A little bit? Sometimes? Free indeed. But here's what I know. We can hold on to that stuff as long as we want. Or we can say, God, coming into this year, you're in my boat, and I'm getting rid of all this stuff from last year. I don't need it anymore. I don't need the anger. I don't need the fear. I don't need the unforgiveness. I think it was very awesome that Eli was able to get here and talk about fear. I mean, he didn't know what I was going to say at all. But it was a confirmation to me that God wants to deal with some things in your life. He wants to set you free once and for all. So you can move. Now, listen, I have a lot of people that tell me they want to get free, but not a lot of people that want to walk free. They want temporary relief. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into temporary relief. Get it done and get it dealt with and walk it out. And again, I've been in bondage more than most in my life. But God has truly set me free. And I choose every single day to walk in that freedom. Because I understand that God wants me to go out into the deep. He wants to activate something in me and through me to change the lives of others. See other people come to the saving knowledge of Christ. And he wants to use me. And he wants to use you. He wants to operate in you and through you. There are people that you can reach right now that I will never have an opportunity to reach. But the vessel needs to be available for God to operate in. And he's not interested in operating in broken down vessels. He wants to get into a vessel that is going to be useful and purposeful for him. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to deliver you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to radically change your life. And then he says, let's go fishing. Gosh, I wish y'all were as excited as I was. I know what he can do. I've seen him set those people free just like he set me free. Stand up with me if you would. Just real quickly, as the worship team comes up for me, if you just bow your heads for me just for a moment, close your eyes. I just want for a moment to see if I'm speaking to anyone here without, just in the privacy of your own little space here, just create a space for yourself there in the quiet. And if you this evening would be here to say, you know what? I believe Jesus wants to get into my boat. But I know that I'm hurting right now. I know that I've struggled with doubt, with fear, with anger for unforgiveness, willful sin. But I'm ready for Jesus to get in my boat, to heal me, to begin to set me free. If that's you this evening, would you just put your hand up for me just so I can see you real quickly? All over this room. All over this room. I see your hands. Listen, just that act of faith that you just did right now by raising your hands. Listen, God's going to meet you tonight. God has a desire to heal you, to deliver you, to strengthen you. He doesn't want any of his children to hurt or to be in bondage. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And we'll get that settled this evening. Now, if there's anybody else here, I want to speak to. If you're here this evening, say, you know what, I want Jesus in my boat. I'm ready to go out into deeper water. If that's you, would you just raise your hands up for me real quickly? Awesome. Yes, all over this room. Awesome, awesome. All right. Grab the tartar sauce. You're going fishing. Now listen, I'm not joking now. Listen, you raise your hand. I want you to understand you're going to begin to have encounters. You're going to begin to encounter people at the restaurants, in your workplaces, in your schools. You're going to begin to encounter people who are hungry and looking for something to eat, and you're going to be able to give them the bread of life and living water. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're not playing church. When you raise your hand, what you're saying is, I'm willing to be that vessel that God gets into to begin to declare and speak the word of the Lord. I'll be his amplifier. Amen? So for those of you that raised your hands, I want you to just do me one more favor. I believe that we have to take steps of faith. And so I want to ask you if you would just come down here. There's nothing magical about here, but I just believe it's for you to take a step of faith and say, I'm coming down here. I want Jesus to get into my boat. I want to be that vessel. I want Jesus to deliver me and to heal me from this anger and this fear and this doubt and all these things. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And if I could have some of our leaders and ministers just to get around these people, and we can't touch everyone, we can just lay our hands on their shoulders and begin to pray with them and minister to them. Father God, I just thank you so much for the willingness of your people, your sons and your daughters, just take steps, Lord God, active steps to say, Lord God, that they are tired of the anger. They're tired of the fear and of the doubt. Lord God, they're bound up in willful sin. And Father, we declare right now by your power, by your spirit, that you would come like a dread champion, Lord God, and you would set them free. Right there, those of you that raised your hands earlier said, you know, I'm bound up in some things. And I want to let it go tonight. I just want you just to be, and you, with your own words, begin to speak out, God, set me free. Set me free. Just tell him, God, I forgive. I choose to forgive today. God, heal my heart. Heal that pain. Take away that pain, God. I release it in Jesus' name. Father, I bless those that have cursed me, Lord God. I bless them with my mouth. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Now you have to receive God's healing. You've got to receive his grace and his mercy over your life. And here's the third, you've got to walk it out now. When that picture of that person's face comes to your mind, you've got to forgive again. You've got to bless again. You've got to love again. When that fear tries to come into your life, you said, God did not give me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And his perfect love cast out that fear, and I appropriate by faith God's perfect love in my life. For those of you here this evening, you say, you know what, I'm willing to go deeper. I'm willing to be that vessel. I want you to just do me a favor. Just lift up your, all of you, just lift up your hands. And I want you to, and you're lifting them up, and I want you to just kind of make a funnel. Because God's getting ready to pour out his grace and his mercy. He's going to pour his word into you this evening. We're just going to believe in faith. Father God, would you come now by your spirit? Holy Spirit, would you baptize us again in your spirit? Would you baptize us again? Would you fill us, Lord God, to overflowing, Lord God? We receive you by faith. Lord God, we receive more of you, Lord God. Help us to decrease, Lord God. You increase in us tonight that we might be those vessels, Lord God, that we might be those amplifiers, that you would declare your word in us, to us, and through us, Lord God, that we would break forth, Lord God, that we would break forth on this city, Lord God, that you would give us divine encounters, Lord God, that you would speak to our hearts and you would give us the words to say, Lord God, when we don't know what to say. Holy Spirit, would you give us the words to say, Lord God? Father, that we would lift you up and you would draw men unto yourself, Father God. That we would be your vessels, Lord God, your vessels of honor, Lord God, used by you to declare your word. We declare salvation over Lawrence, Kansas, Lord God. We declare your salvation over this region, Lord God. And Father, we believe that as we go out into the deep, that we're going to have to call on other churches to come help us, Lord God. That we're going to be a vessel so full of blessing that you've taken us out into the deep, Lord God, that we're going to call on other churches and we're going to say, we need your help. We need you to come. And we're going to be available, Lord God, to those churches to help bring in the harvest that God intends to bring in this season, Father God. We declare your grace and your mercy, Father God. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. We give you praise.